Okay, let's see. Kathy, hi Kathy, what's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi, Dr. Wright. Thank you for taking my call. I'm on NatureThroid, and I was wondering if it's safe to take lithium ornate. Mine is like 5 milligrams, I think. I've read that taking lithium can cause hyperthyroidism.
Well, actually, ma'am, it's the other way around. Lithium is a treatment for hyperthyroidism. I'm not kidding. That comes from Walter Reed Army Hospital. People with what's called Graves' disease, which is a real bad case of hyperthyroidism. Funny thing, they have them start iodine and a few days later start lithium, and oh my goodness, everybody's problem goes away slowly. I'm not saying fast, but it goes away, the Graves' disease. So, but that's with high-dose lithium. And what we're talking about here is low dose. And at 5 milligrams, no, it's not going to mess with anything, ma'am.
So it would be safe to take 5 or 10 milligrams at night, which I'm finding it helps with sleep.
I hear that very occasionally, so I'm glad it helps you there too. And yes, it would be safe to take at night, up 5 or 10 milligrams, yes.
Great. And I just have another quick question. Why wouldn't sublingual B12 work as well as B12 shots?
Well, because that intrinsic factor is totally, and that's what somebody named it a long time ago. I would call it vitamin B12 absorption factor myself if I were naming it, but it's called intrinsic factor, and it's made in the stomach, ma'am. It's not made under our tongues, and it has to grab onto that B12 to get it into our bodies. And so, if we're not making as much stomach acid as we did when we were younger, we're not making as much intrinsic factor either. And that's why in particularly, quote, retirement homes, unquote, where a lot of people are over 80, the most popular injection in the whole place is B12 shots, and nobody's ever taking B3 shots or B8 shots or any of the B vitamins. Just B12 shots, maybe some folate to go with it, but that's it.
Okay, so I thought the under the tongue circumvented that whole process and it got right into.
Now remember, it has to be grabbed onto by the intrinsic factor.
Okay.
Now, you might look at something else, ma'am. There are some companies coming out that claim to have intrinsic factor in with their vitamin B12. It's brand new development out there, and the only way a person could tell, the only two ways a person can tell if that intrinsic factor that's in the capsule or tablet with the B12, which is what's needed to get it in, only way a person can tell is, oh yes, I feel as good as I do with B12 shots when I take these B12 tablets with intrinsic factor, or oh no, I don't. Or another thing is one can check one's blood levels before and after if one is really being an engineer and see if it gets the B12 in.
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Wright.
You're welcome, ma'am. And I've seen some of the stores now that have this intrinsic factor with their B12, so have a look for that.